In the name of Jesus, amen. The text is the portion of Scripture just read to you. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. During the recent Gulf War, there was a kind of invisible shield. It was a desert shield system that was designed to protect some of the countries around Iraq that bordered on it and our own troops beside. Now, you really couldn't see that shield. You simply had to trust that it was there and that it would work. Occasionally, however, it failed, perhaps more often than any of us will ever know. The Iraqi Scud missiles penetrated that shield, and the Patriot missiles failed to intercept them. And people behind the shield who were supposed to be protected perished. Now, human shields are like that. They may at times absorb the impact. They may take the blow of a sword or a spear or an arrow or a missile, and they may protect people from very serious injury or even death. But they are not infallible. They cannot always be trusted. Soldiers using shields for protection are still very vulnerable. Now, in quite a number of places in the Scriptures, aside from our text, the Lord Himself is described as a shield. For instance, the psalmist says, "Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me." And again, "The Lord God is a sun and shield." And again, "O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield." And then this very descriptive one in the light of our text, "Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation," the shield that saves. Now then, here in the text, the Lord appears to Abram and he says, "Fear not. Fear not, I am your shield." So it's evident that Abraham was afraid. Now why? This great patriarch, why was he afraid? Well, perhaps the writer to the Hebrews can shed some light on it for us. He says this, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself," that is the Lord Jehovah himself, "likewise took part of the same," flesh and blood, "that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death," that is the devil, "and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I suspect that Abraham was afraid that he would not see his seed, the shield. For Abraham, everything depended on that seed. You recall that prior to this text, Abraham had been promised a seed, a child. In that seed, all families of the earth would be blessed. And that blessing, as the psalmist says, is life forevermore. That's the answer for death. Well, when Abraham first received that blessing, God's promise of a son, a child, who would be the answer for death, it certainly calmed all of his fears. But many years passed, and no son, no child, no seed. And as I said, everything for Abraham, literally every hope, depended on the birth of that promised child. Without that child, all would be lost. And I'm quite certain that the devil tempted him throughout that time as he waited for that child to be born. You know how he works? Promises. You know, promises, promises. Anybody can make promises. We're all aware of how often, from a human point of view, promises are broken, We've done it ourselves or experienced broken promises. I can certainly remember when our children were small and I would go on a speaking engagement for a day or two, one of them would invariably say, bring me something back, bring me a gift, surprise me, Dad. And of course, I would faithfully promise to do that, only to remember the promise as I drove into the driveway and heard the children say, hey, Dad's back, and then hear that voice, I wonder what he brought me. How very, very disappointing. What a terrible letdown. Human beings can't always be counted on to keep their promises. And so the Lord knew that Abraham needed assurance while the promise of this seed to come waited to be fulfilled. And so he comes with this good news, this good word to Abraham here in the text. And by the way, this trial for Abraham must have been a very, very severe trial, a very difficult one, because the Lord comes with such great comfort. Fear not, the Lord says to him. Don't be afraid. I am your shield. By the way, that's the same voice that would later say, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Or I am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, he shall be saved. Or I am the resurrection and the life. And then in the face of death, to Jairus, fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear not, only believe. In that one, the promised seed who finally came, in that one, all of God's promises are not no, or not maybe, or not wait. In that one, all of God's promises are yes and amen. Christ makes it possible for us to say it's true. So, fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear not. I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. If you have me, you have everything. Obviously, the whole creation is inside the one who made it. And if you receive him, you receive all of it. That's an exceeding great reward. And so it's true, as Luther says, the Christian possesses with Christ all things, or Christ brings all these things with him. And that's why Paul can say, all things are yours. If God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? So Abraham heard it. Don't be afraid. I'm your shield. And he wasn't. He didn't fear sin, death, hell, Satan, none of it, because of his seed, the shield, who would come and crush the serpent's head. In the text, Abraham really was given a view, a vision of the future. And so he rejoiced to see the day of his seed. He rejoiced to see Christ's day, and he saw it and was glad. What did he see? He saw his seed, the shield. He endured, if you will, with the rest of those saints. He endured as seeing him who was invisible. He saw the one who was made to be sin for him, for Abraham, and for the whole world. He saw that one, the shield, take it. Absorb the impact of the furious, flaming wrath of God's anger against sin. He, Abraham's shield, took the punishment so that Abraham and all of mankind could be free from it. Behind that shield, everyone is safe. That shield is infallible. Now, a little later in the text, God takes Abraham outside and shows him all the hosts of heaven, the stars of heaven, and says to him, so shall thy seed be. A couple of chapters earlier, the Lord had said to him, your seed shall be as multitudinous as the dust in the earth. So his seed would be heavenly and earthly. And then in verse 6, it says, Abraham was certain, amen, he believed that what God said was so, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham put his confidence, his trust in the Lord, his shield. Paul in Romans says this about Abraham's faith, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, nor yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. In view of that text, if Abraham and Sarah had a child, it would be a resurrection from the dead. But Abraham believed. Faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities which we do not see. By faith, he saw that invisible shield. And obviously, his trust in the Lord was not misplaced. So for Abraham, and for you, and for me, all of God's promises are not no, or maybe, or wait. All of God's promises in Christ are yes and amen. Forgiveness? Yes. Righteousness? Yes. Peace, health, life? Yes. The promised land? Of course. Like with Abraham, he's your exceeding great reward. If you have him, you have everything. He brings it all with him. We have been given the shield of salvation, really the only shield that saves. And finally, the Bible then is a storehouse, if you will. It's a treasure house. It's a treasure house of promises. The text says the Lord came to Abraham. Well, the Bible is full of promises. This is the means by which God comes. Same as the sacraments, the visible word. We can't ascend to him, he comes to us. And in Christ, he says yes to every single promise. Well, you have come here to this school to learn more about the promises. Well, my prayer is that God would give you strength and the willingness to use your time, your energy, all of your effort, preparing yourself, finding those promises, promises with which to comfort yourself, your fears, and then the willingness also to bring such promises to poor, fearful men, men like Abraham, men like you, like me, to poor, fearful people, to bring this kind of word to them. Don't be afraid. I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. May God grant that for his Son, the shield's sake. Amen.